Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40. It's called the greatest commandment. Thanks for joining us as we pray through the Bible. Matthew 22, 34 through 40 reads like this, "But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. 'Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?' And he said to them, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbors as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole of the law and the prophets.'" Loving God with all your heart, soul, mind is a pretty tall order, isn't it? It means that we are to be devoted to the Heavenly Father with our emotions and desires. That's our heart, our inner person, our soul, and our thinking, our mind, that drives all of our actions. That's the first and greatest commandment. And then there's a second one that's close behind that practically demonstrates how we are doing with the first. We're to love our neighbors, those God places in our life, as we love and care for ourselves. Again, that's a tall order. In this passage, Jesus explains that our relationship with God is both vertical and horizontal. It reaches up to Him by the work of His Son, and then reaches out to others by the empowering work of the Holy Spirit. It calls for nothing less than all we are and all we have. This wholehearted love starts with those closest to us and spreads out from there. This love shows itself to your spouse and to the person at the hardware store who asked you to fill out 5 pages of information when all you really needed to do was to return a 7/8-inch rubber washer for a 3/4-inch rubber washer. Loving others as we love ourselves can be painfully practical. Here's the thing. Jesus said, "On these two commandments depend the law and the prophets." I'm always amazed at how Jesus brings clarity and focus. He makes the confusing clear and the complex simple. He sums up the entire Old Testament with these two commands. Now, all that's left is the application. And that's always the hard part, isn't it? Father, may I love you today with everything I am and everything I have. May I demonstrate that love in practical ways to others, my friends, my spouse, my kids, my grandkids, all those I come in contact with. May others know that I love you by the way I treat them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.